And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here on the mighty 1090. As you heard the first hour, Pete Gray not joining us. He is down in Panama, probably pulling on a big rooster, a big Kubera snapper right now, with the group from Cast Tours and Let's Talk Hookup, having a great time down there. But speaking of great times, it is going on right now. This is the big pre-Fred Hall show going on with the gang from Turner's Outdoorsman, Mark Lamson and Lori Byron Sackow. And super stoked to have these guys in here because we are talking all kinds of fishing and all kinds of great deals coming up at the Fred Hall show. Been a very, very busy morning on the phones. Every single phone line is packed up right now, but there's going to be a lot of shots as we're going to take a lot of your phone calls. The second hour here of Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to get through, the best was with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or call us toll-free on that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be taking your phone calls, having lots of fun. As you heard, a really great prize at the end of the show today. Two big winners at the end of the show today. And they're each going to win a $50 gift card to Turner's Outdoorsman and a pair of tickets to go to the Fred Hall show, either Long Beach or Del Mar. Your choice. You're going to have a couple of tickets going to the show and a $50 shopping spree. And Lori, I know you guys were saying that they could even take the gift card right to the show and have the full shopping spree at the Fred Hall show. So very, very cool deal indeed. The phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to you guys, but I do want to mention real quick, it's been a very, very popular set of trips, and those are our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars. We've been waiting, and they are all up. Every trip is listed on our trips page at hookup1090.com. There's a lot of great trips all the way up and down the beach. Trips on the Some Fun at a Dana Point, three-quarter days. We got a day-and-a-half trip on the Islander, overnight trips on the Freedom at a Long Beach. There's even a trip, an overnight trip on the Oceanside 95. We've got a day-and-a-half trip on the Searcher. There's a couple of day-and-a-halves on the Searcher, and I know one of them is already sold out. The other one is getting close to it, and these trips just literally went on the website this week. So a couple of the trips already sold out. So if you want to get in on all of those great trips, three-quarter day on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, just check out our website, hookup1090.com. Go to the trips page section. And as with all of those Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars, there's going to be a lot of that brand new Shimano gear for you to check out if you want to try one of those new Toriums, if you want to try one of the new Trinidad A-Series reel, the Tranks. All that new gear will be available for you to try out on the trips. They're a lot of fun. They have extra instruction, free prizes, and not one trip is ever more than the cost of going on the standard open party price. So you're getting all the bonus, you're getting less people, and you're getting prizes. They're a lot of fun. Again, check out hookup1090.com. And real quick, talking about the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, very exciting to see yesterday the boat making their first trip of this season after being in for their maintenance period. First trip back to the islands with 125 yellowtail. So pretty darn exciting to see that fishing has jumped right back. And speaking of jumping right back into it, we're going to get back into the phones because they are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Mark, talk to Lori. How about we start this one off with Brian, who's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, Brian. Good morning.
Mark and Lori, thank you guys so much for your Turner store down here in Temecula. That's closest to me, and it's great that it's here and been too much time and money there.
Well, thank you.
And so do we.
Right?
We're working there.
Is there anything new on the Turner's brands of rods? And specifically, which is most comparable to a CalStar 875H?
Well, as far as the new rods coming up for our Turner's brand, our Californian series, which is ours, we do have a new inshore series coming that's going to be made by Phoenix Rods for us. They aren't available just yet. But that's the closest thing that we're going to have to new rods coming up. As far as our line goes, our rods really aren't as specialized. They're more I'm going to say there's really nothing in that comparable rod to an 875H in our line. So I would probably just look at that CalStar rod. We will have those at the show. We will have those at a special price at the show. We will have also a lot of Seeker rods. We're going to have 20% off on every Seeker rod that we carry, too. And that's including the Athenas, the Black Steels, the Blue Lightnings, the Hercules, the Inshore Pros, the MGCs, the Pinheads, the Offshore Pros, jeez, the Rail Bosses, the Super Seekers. I think we're going to have a few Seekers there. What do you think, Rick?
Yeah, I'm excited to get my new pink Athena because they don't have one yet. And I love those pink rods to
that's
go with
cool.
my pink Avid. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, Brian, you know, that CalStar rod, I mean, I've known Leon for an awful, awful long time. He's built a ton of rods for me. That's a great rod. I would just go ahead and get that CalStar one. Go ahead and save yourself some money at the show, whether it's, you know, you better buy it from Rick because I know they'll have them for special. We'll have them for special. Come by and see us. We'll let you pull on them. We'll even fit an Avid reel for it. You know, there's going to be lots of specials on those Avid reels at the show, too. I can't say too much about it, but I know there's going to be free Threadlock Spectra for any Avid two-speed reel that you buy at the show. And
period.
They're good. Period.
Wow.
You're going to take it over to the Avid booth, and they're going to fill it up right there on the spot.
How
this
cool
year.
Is that?
Yep. And then if you've been to the shows before, you'll know we have a ton of those Avid blems, and that's where they take mismatched parts, put them together, make some very colorful combos. But the reels are, you know, perfect as far as working conditions are, and you get to save a ton of money that way.
Free Spectra on those too?
Not on those.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, any two-speed, though, free
yeah.
Spectra, right?
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
On any of the regular reels, correct.
Right.
Awesome.
And there's a few other rods, too, the 20% off the Seekers, which is a great price.
Yeah.
Normally in our store we do 15%, but 20 is a great price. They've got the Okuma Sarasota boat rods are normally $50. We're going to have them for $24.98, so you can't beat that if you need to get extra boat rods there. We've got some Lamaglass XL 2 bass rods that are $120, and they're going to be on sale for only $49.98.
Oh, no way.
So can't beat that for a nice composite Lamaglass rod. And then also, if you buy the Okuma Andros or the Metalloid, you get the Okuma Sarasota rod for let's see, is that the one we get for $24.98?
MXR Extreme Rod.
Which
is an $89 value. You're going to get that, plus you're going to get a coupon for a free Spectra fill-up in the store.
Wait. Say that again.
So buy an Okuma Metalloid.
You've got to be kidding me. Which is, again, a very popular reel that has just come out that, again, it's popular and hasn't been readily available all that much. So, one, it's hard to get the reel, so you probably wouldn't need to discount it anyways.
Correct.
But if you buy that reel, you get what now?
You get a free rod.
Okay.
And you're going to get a coupon to go into the store and get that reel filled up for free with Spectra.
So buy a reel that normally is difficult to find in stock, period, at full price. You're going to get to buy the reel and get a free rod.
A free $90 rod. Yeah, and free Spectra.
That's got to be... Yeah. Close to $200 worth of free goods,
for
$150, $175 worth of free
that's
goods.
That's for the Andros or the Metalloid, either one. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Brian, you ready to go to the show?
Rick, it sounds like I'm going to be making a beeline straight to the Turner's booth for the show.
I think that's probably a good call, Brian. Appreciate the phone call. We'll look forward to seeing you in Long Beach.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right, Brian, thanks a lot for that. How about we jump right back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Dennis, calling us from Norwalk this morning. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, good morning. I just want to thank you guys for your store here in Norwalk. They've been very helpful for me. I have a question for you. Is there any way I can find out if you're going to have any trips? I know you're talking about it, but out of the store where you could sign up or anything?
Well, in the Norwalk store, yeah, we kind of talked a little bit about it. We will be coming up with some trips. We'll be renting it out of the Long Beach, Los Angeles area. It'll be on the boats Triton and Gale Force. The Gale Force will be a 3/4 day Catalina trip. Usually last year they left at 4 a.m. and would come back at 4 p.m. We'd fish Catalina Island. Then we'll also do a couple overnight trips out of there on the boat Triton. And those will probably be fishing either Catalina or San Clemente Island, wherever the fishing's the best. Those charters, we haven't confirmed the dates yet with Ryan. It's been kind of a busy time of year. Mike Wynn, our buyer who also sets up our trips, isn't here today because he's in Dallas, Texas at a buying convention for NBS. He's been trying to get all this product for the Fred Hall shows.
Busy time of year.
It's busy, and it's very difficult because of the port strike right now, as you know, Rick. A lot of that merchandise that we anticipate getting is sitting on cargo boats out there, still waiting to get unloaded. So, you know, your hands are kind of tied on certain things. But, yeah, as far as trips go, again, probably in another, probably about the 1st of April, I'm going to say, at the end of March here, we should have all those dates up for you there, and you can go in the store and talk to Bill Manning or Rich, the store manager, any of the other guys there at Norwalk, and they'll be glad to set you up.
And like Lori said, you can always check the website. Once trips get affirmed, they'll get put up, and you can find out on all the trips page. Dennis, sure. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. We look forward to seeing you at the show. Hey, let's go live right now to the Eclipse. Captain Adam is on the line right now. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing great. We were excited that Mark yesterday passed on a little note letting us know that you guys were starting to see some really good fishing early in the morning on your last day and a half trip. Did the success continue to roll?
Yeah, it definitely did. We ended our day yesterday with 125 of those nice yellows. So.
Jeez. Awesome.
Awesome day. We even caught some on the service iron, and they were eating hook baits as well.
And I know that the grade has been very nice of the yellowtail, Adam. Did you guys see that to continue as well?
Oh, yeah. We had very, very few fish under 20 pounds. They're all 20, I'd say 28 or so.
125 30. Yellows with very few under 20 pounds. How cool is that?
In February.
Yeah, in February.
Pretty epic fishing, man. We had a great day yesterday. So it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, glad to hear that there was such a great trip. Now, Eclipse going to continue to run these day-and-a-half trips down to Colonnette?
Oh, yeah, definitely are. We got one this weekend, and then I believe we're at Fred Hall the next weekend after that, so come see us at Fred Hall. And then I believe we'll be doing these trips every weekend from here on out. So.
Excellent. And if we want to continue to jump on these trips while the fishing is so hot, it's called C4 Sport Fishing?
Yeah, we call C4 Sport Fishing, or you can call our office as well, 619-995-6880.
Awesome. Adam, thank you for keeping us up to date. Awesome score on that yellow. 125 yellows, 20 pounds or better. Great fishing going on down there at Colonnette. And I know the Eclipse is running trips steady every weekend. You can ride down there in comfort on a big boat, satellite TV, have the great food package you guys offer. Sounds like lots of fun.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. It was cool, too. On this last trip, we had Brian from Bait Wraps was out with us. So we did a... little demo for all his jigs there, and they work pretty good for the yellows too. So,
well, 125 yellows, I would bet so. That's awesome, Adam. Great job. Appreciate the report. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Alrighty, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate that. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on up and down the beach. It's time for that fishdope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And the Catch Report today is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. And the big fish season is on right now, and that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is the one that are putting big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch that fish of a lifetime. You can get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store, and be sure to take advantage of that incredible deal going on at Fred Hall Show on Gamakatsu hooks, like the buy two get one free deal. And I know that Turner's always well stocked on Gamakatsu hooks at the shows.
Yep, and that buy two get one free will be at the Long Beach show only.
There you go, good info. Appreciate that. Hey, let's go live. The man, your saltwater guide, is on the line, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How we doing,
Dave? Well, here we are again, just talking about the phenomenal fishing that's going on. You can take a dart and throw it anywhere, I guess. And you got to go fishing. That's what I keep telling you every week. You got to go fishing. I know we got a little bit of weather today and tomorrow, but, I mean, it's not going to blow. It's going to rain, maybe. They're saying it's going to rain. I'm thinking it might have to turn on a windshield wiper. So, Stormwatch.
Stormwatch.
2015.
Sounds good to us, Dave.
Sean Morgan was over at San Clemente Island yesterday. Again, very, very good yellowtail fishing over at Clemente. He had some quality fish over there on the Good Karma. Guys, Catalina, lots of yellows and bonita all over the front side of the island. It's that smaller, great fish, but it's phenomenal fishing over there. You can catch them either trolling or you can anchor up on a spot. The only problem with the anchoring on the spots is the sea lions are just brutal over there. They are starving to death because there's no squid. So it's tough fishing over there with the sea lion problem, but it is still good fishing over there, and there's lots of lobsters on that front side west end of the island. The lobster fishing over there is really, really good right now. Then as you go down the coast there, That 150 still producing some yellows if you find the right school on the right hard bottom there. I know Bryant's had a couple of down days down there at Box Canyon, but he's still marking lots of fish. That stuff's going to turn right back on again here as soon as the tides change. And then, as you just heard, that fishing down the coast is still phenomenal, and there's still a lot of yellows at Coronado's. There's still some yellows at La Jolla. And any day now, we're going to start seeing some sea bass in the counts, because here comes the Fred Hall show, so watch out. Here comes the white sea bass.
Magic time, Dave. Well, certainly great fishing going on up and down the beach, and I know that you're always so good about when you go feeding that info to Danny, helping with the stuff you hear on the water getting put into Fish Dope, and there's not a better source for information out there than fishdope.com. I know there's a ton of people that sign up at the Fred Hall shows, and if you want to sign up right now and save $20 in the process, every new membership saves $20 when you punch in the code HOOKUP1090. It's all lowercase, no space. Just when you're signing up, write in the promo code HOOKUP1090. It's going to save yourself $20 on a yearly subscription to fishdope.com, and you're going to find out what's biting literally up and down the beach all year long.
Right, and it's going to be super important this year, guys, because that offshore fishing is going to be incredible with the warm water still here and the red crabs all over the place. You're definitely going to want to be up on where that fish is moving around every day, and I don't know a better way to do it without Fish Dope, and Danny keeps right on it all the time.
Couldn't agree with you more. I'll tell you, the only other way that a guy could assure himself to go catch fish, and that's to have you come on board with him, and I know that's something you'll do for a guy. You're always always willing to jump on somebody's boat if they want to have you on there, and how do we have you come fishing with us, Dave?
That's quite specialty there, Rick. Thank you very much. What I do is I go with you on your boat, teach you how to use all those electronics you spent all that money for, and show you where, how, and why. You guys give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And I will be at the Fred Hall Show speaking every day. So if you guys want to come and laugh, come check me out.
Where are we going to find you, Dave?
I'll be up there on the stage, on the Cousins Tackle stage.
Awesome.
Every day,
doing seminars.
I'm on the accurate stage every day.
Right on, Dave. Great job. Appreciate a great report this week, and we'll definitely look forward to hearing from you next Sunday as well as seeing you at the Fred Hall Show.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Thanks,
bye.
Dave. Great job. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we got more of your phone calls coming your way. More great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique webless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at Jobsite Supply. Check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com. It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of Cousins Tackle and Rods. No one has a better selection of Cousins Tackle saltwater rods than Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
What a concept! Manage your financial matters and take you fishing. That's exactly what Sport Fishing Financial Group is ready to do. Managing Director Richard Jensen has been working in the financial industry for over 25 years, and his family fishing our local waters for four generations. At this year's Fred Hall shows, you can meet the founder of the Sport Fishing Financial Group and talk to him about the all-expense-paid fishing trips through this program. So stop by the booth at Fred Hall Long Beach and see how you can improve the service of your personal or business finances. And go fishing for free with the Sport Fishing Financial Group. Check sportfishingfinancial.com and sign up today.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Lori, talk to Mark, and we're going to jump right back into the phone, this time talking to Doug Connors from Montebello. What's up, Doug? Yo, Doug. Looks like we might have lost Doug on the phone there, so why don't we put him back on hold and see if we can grab another call and talk to Leroy, calling us from Rancho Penasquitos this morning. Leroy, you hanging in there with us?
Hey, what's going on?
Good morning, Leroy. Morning, how are you?
Good. I'm just curious, are you guys going to start advertising fishing tackle in the West Hudson News during the fishing season?
Well, that's not our call. That's all done up by the buyers up in the main office. They get together with Carl Washington, who is our advertising guy. We just do the one page in Western Outdoor News nowadays, and that's mostly all going to be guns. And as much as we love to think fishing does run our stores, guns runs our stores. And that's where our money's made in 18 of our stores. So until they expand it or do something different, I think all the ads you'll see in Western Outdoor News will probably still be gun ads.
Or at least predominantly so. Because, I mean, you still see fishing gear in the Western Outdoor News ads from time to time, hot deals, things like those slide swimmers like you were talking about, Lori. I remember seeing those in there.
Yeah. Right. I'd be honest with you, if I were you, I would just go to our website, www.turners.com, and sign up for the email. That way you get the ads sent directly to you every Thursday afternoon. It'll come right to your computer. You can look at the guns. You can look at the hunting. You can look at the fishing. Click off of them. Throw them in the trash bin, whatever you want to do with it. It's just going to be better that way for you, especially in the fishing stuff. And, again, on some of those special deals that we talked about earlier, Wednesday-only ads, if you're not on our email list, you won't know about them. And a lot of times we do run tackle bags or line or a lot of different specials, both in the hunting and in the fishing on Wednesdays only.
And those are for in-store purchase.
Correct.
Just you wouldn't know about that sale unless you were on the email blast.
Or happen to mosey in on a Wednesday.
There you go. All right.
And you will see our information, too, on some of our sponsored fishing trips. They put articles in when we get back from the trip, and they talk about that. And then I've actually got to write a couple articles for Western Outdoors about fishing.
Okay. So. Trip reports, things like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. There you go, Leroy.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. How about next up, we talk to Bruce, calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Bruce, hanging in there for a long time with us. Appreciate it, Bruce.
Hey, how are you doing, Rick?
What's up, Bruce?
Mark? Hey, Bruce.
Hey, I got a question for you, Mark. This new pink Seaguar, what do you think of it? What's the difference?
Well, the difference is going to be very similar to Blue Label. I talked with Dale Hightower, who I think knows as much about fluorocarbon as any. He's the sales rep for Seaguar. So the pink label's going to have the same abrasion resistance and the same stiffness as your standard Blue Label does. It's going to be a little bit thicker than, let's say, your Premier fluorocarbon. So if you're really looking for abrasion resistance, definitely want to fish it. Now, the reason they brought that pink in pink's been around for quite a while. Before it really got started out here, Greg Stotesbury, who happens to be on the show every once in a while, and some of the other in-the-know marlin guys were fishing Strin pink fluorocarbon, 150-pound. This is going on 20 years ago when it first came out. And that pink was really hot in the marlin fishery, and most people didn't even know about it. So I think this pink, again, I have a spool of every size of it. I'm going to tie it on. I've always thought the pink Andy was good back in the old 80s when we caught the albacore on pink Andy and everybody had to have it. A little bit of it goes to breast cancer awareness, one of the other things in the pink part. So that's always a great thing too. But yeah, definitely I'm going to have it in mind. You can buy two, get one free at the show. I'm going to have the specials on it also, but yeah, pink fluorocarbon, no problem tying it on the end of my rod, that's for sure.
Yeah, and another note on that too, the pink is a high vis for the angler above the water, and then the theory of red's the first color lost underwater,
sure.
So the pink is the...
Does it come in all sizes? You got it all the way through up to 100 and 130?
I know we in the stores, we have it through 80-pound right now. I don't know if there's going to be anything bigger than that at the show. I haven't seen our orders. Again, Mike does all the buying. I don't know what Seaguar is producing it in. But in the stores right now, we have it from 15 through 80.
And so for your local tuna fish and all that stuff, all of it in stock, and it's on the buy one or the buy 50 yards worth of line and get 25 yards free.
That's correct.
There you go, Bruce.
Thanks.
Appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Another very patient caller, Eddie, calling us from Azusa. Good morning, Eddie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing? I've been hoping to hear more about that Fred Hall show.
Hi.
And I love their store over here in Covina.
All right.
It does wonders for us to go up in the mountains here and go fishing, fly fishing and stuff. Are they going to have any good sales for the float tubes, dry suits and stuff at the show?
That's not our big specialty at the show. I don't know anything about any specials on float tubes. We carry a couple, three of the Fat Cats and stuff from Outkast at our stores, along with the fins and the backpack straps and things like that. But we usually have some at the show, but again, this year, I don't know if we'll have room for it. If you've been to our booth, we also have 60 feet of our booth is designated to Promar. Promar actually sets up a booth inside our booth and sells all of their product out of our booth down at that one end. So it kind of takes up a little bit of that end where we used to do a lot of the float tubes and stuff. We might have some there, but that's not any of the specials that I've seen on our paperwork side.
But if there was a spot to find it, Eddie, I'm sure it would be at the Fred Hall Show, and lots of great vendors out there, so hopefully you find them. Or better yet, if you don't see the one at your store there, you can always, like you said, jump onto the website, and anything that Turner's sells, regardless of what store it's at, will be available online.
That's correct, or they can have it transferred over to that West Covina store there, and they can go in and see Ben or Isaac or Jacob or Sean. I don't know any of those guys up there, but yeah, absolutely
go
and see those guys.
Eddie, appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, let's talk to Goldie. Call us from North Park. What's up, Goldie?
Hey, guys. Happy Sunday morning. Hey, I just want to ask you a question. I know I'm old school, but you said you had a lure on sale for $189 down from its original price.
Yep.
So excuse me, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no, I interrupted you. But, yeah, that's the Depths Glide Swimmer. They're awesome. Slide Swimmer, I'm sorry, I messed that up again. But, yeah, you've talked to those bass guys, and they wait in line for that lure, the action on it. And I've actually been told that since they are in a lake, they do swim for their lure if it does break off.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
You're going to be lined up to buy a $250 bass lure, Goldie?
Well, I was going – my real question was, does it come with an insurance policy? And if – that gives you a replacement or a gift certificate at Point Loma Seafood.
No guarantees either that it's going to catch, but I know they do get those big bass. That's one of those baits that you make a decision to use it, and you use it all day, right. And you might only get bit once, but it's well
it's
worth
the
bite. Yeah.
Well, is it a salt? Do they have a saltwater version also?
Only if you're crazy enough to throw it in the salt water, but not a version of it. You know, and Goldie, as crazy as it sounds, you know, getting that for, what was it, $189 when you had them.
Yeah.
If someone were to pull the lucky lottery ticket of getting that lure for $189, it's not uncommon, just as Lori said, to see that thing directly be on sale, you know, on the eBay of the world for $300 or more. You know, I mean, it's just such a supply and demand thing, and it's a one at a time. And if, you know, it's just like anything else, if your goal in life is to catch that next big fish, and that's one of the best ones out there for it. So,
well, one more question, and I will get off. Lori, how big is this?
The 250, which we're all out of, there is no more right now to be bought, was probably 10-12 inches, and then the 175 that we'll have on sale at the show is an 8-inch bait. So,
is it used in salt water ever?
No, there's probably some of the colors that would work. I mean, basically, I always say when the fish is looking up, he sees the white belly of every bait, so they all look the same to the fish underneath. So I would imagine you could get bit, but yeah, for that price, I probably wouldn't even throw it out there.
Yeah, you can get a scoop. You can get a scoop of sardines for a whole lot less than that, Goldie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for explaining that.
You got it, Goldie. We look forward to seeing you at the show, right?
Bada bing.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, speaking of the show, the man himself is on the line right now, and that's Bart Hall. What's up, Bart?
Hi, guys. How's everything going?
Oh, we're
good. Hi, Bart.
Fun talking tackle.
Hi, Lori. How's it going?
It's going great.
You know, I have a story that maybe people don't know, and it's about Turner's. And, you know, the show is now 69 years old this year because I'm 69. I'm always 6 months ahead of it. And the first 30 years of the show, we never sold anything. There was nothing ever sold. And then the last year we were at the Great Western Exhibit Center when Andrews was displaying but not selling anything, it was Mike Lum who along with me, helped my convince my father that we would begin to allow retailers to sell fishing tackle, and that first retailer was Turner's. Now, most people go in now, and they see all these different retailers, and they think, you know, that's the way it's always been, but it wasn't. It was Turner's at first, and so we have a very long history with it, and they've always been kind of our anchor at the shows, even from that day forward. As you know, 90% of our people fish in saltwater, a high 70% fish in freshwater, but over 60% of our attendees are involved in the shooting sports. So Turner's is really the only store there that covers the needs of all of our customers. And so we're very grateful and thankful to have this long relationship with them.
Thank you, Bart. We appreciate it.
And it doesn't just cover it a little bit. I mean, it covers it complete. You know, you don't often see a shop that has very complete, whether it be at the show or just in your retail locations, that has very complete saltwater, freshwater, and shooting sports. And you do all of them very well.
Yeah, they do them great. And, you know, we just have a long history. And we know everybody, you know, Gene's a friend of mine. And, you know, everybody, you know, Mike and Kim used to work at Turner's. And, you know, before that, Battistoti. I mean, if you can't work for me unless you work at Turner's. You know?
Yeah.
Listen to my wife.
Yeah, and with the long history with Mike Lum and with Turner's also, when I actually applied for my job at Turner's, I put Mike Lum as my reference. So I thought I'd have a good chance to get hired that way.
You know, his history with that company is legendary, and his position in the hunting community is legendary, and it's all tied in with Turner. So we're very happy to have him there. We're very excited about the show, and you've made me excited just listening. So I just wanted to chime in and put my two cents in.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
March 4th is right around the corner, man. We're getting pretty excited.
Yeah, we're getting nervous.
So March 4th through the 8th, there's not a better celebration of fishing and fishing tackle and fishing trips and everything in the world. And boy, I'll tell you, we can't wait for the gates to drop at Long Beach, Bart.
Well, I gave Mike the weather report for move-in. We move in on Sunday and Monday, you know, and he went, "How do you know?" I said, "Because it's that close," and he refused to acknowledge that it's that close.
Well, Bart, we can't wait. As we always say, give us the one time the information for somebody that is raring and ready to go. What are the dates and times of the show?
March 4th through the 8th, Wednesday through Friday, we're open from 1 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Saturday from 10 o'clock to 8:30, and Sunday from 10 to 7. And it's going to be great. And this year, if you join the CCA of California, Mike Lum's put together an amazing package, about $155 worth of coupons and thousands of dollars of potential winnings in the raffles you'll be entered into. And so check that out when you get to the show. You'll see the big CCA, Coastal Conservation Association of California, out in front. And it's like we say in the ad, it's not only the right thing to do, but it's a great value.
The $50 donation not only gets you into the show for free, but it gets you a ton of coupons, which you're able to use sight on scene. It's basically like handing you cash once you get inside the show, and eligible, as you mentioned the week previous, for some really great prizes.
Yeah, you get to go. You get there's a Kraken kayak and the day fishing with Jim Sammons. There's $1,200 worth of Shimano gear. There's fishing trips. The list is huge. But if you check out that, there's going to be a big section right in front of the, as you go up to buy your tickets. And really, if you went and bought a ticket on your own and then you join this, the normal $30, you'd end up losing money.
Right.
So, yeah. The best thing to do is join it at the show for the $50 price. And Mike's put together this incredible thing. And it's really a great value. I hope people pay attention to it because it's the right thing to do, and it saves money.
It's a no-brainer, and I think it's going to be a huge success. Bart, we can't wait for the show. Well, then, we're really looking forward. Obviously, hopefully you'll have a chance to hear from you next Saturday. I know you're busy, but certainly next Sunday with our traditional Fred Hall kickoff with you and our good buddy John Ireland in the studio.
Yeah, I'm really – I always love that. You know, John and I are good friends, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Can't wait, Bart. Appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the check this week, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thanks. Good show, guys.
Thanks, bye. Bart. Appreciate that. Hey, let's talk to the man, Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tributes on the line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We both just got back in from another Cortez Bank trip. Had a handful of bluefin and some bonito.
Excellent.
That stuff's still out there. Talking to Jake, and I think one of the boats out there yesterday had 16 bluefin to go through bonito. What I think we're going to do this coming week, we might change our next weekend's trip over to a Colonnette trip. But after that, one really nice advantage we have is Rockfish is going to open back up.
Right.
And we are going to continue to try to do these Cortez Bank trips. You know, we've seen that bluefin fishing fluctuate just a little bit. There's been slow days and then follow up, you know, a couple days later with hits for 70 to 130 of them. So once March 1st rolls around, for any of those asking, keep in mind, we are going to try to target the bluefin, yellowtail. But, you know, one nice thing at the end of the day, we can go out there and take advantage of, the rockfish opener. And from what I've heard, in some cases, the rockfish up in the shallows have almost been a nuisance here lately. So we're pretty excited about it.
That's great. Those would be a great little bonus to those trips. And, you know, I know that we've been talking in the past that sometimes the catch report doesn't even reflect the caliber of fishing that's going on with just the way that a guy needs to angle for one of these bluefins dropping down to 15-pound and 20-pound line and the small hooks. And, you know, if you throw in just a little bit of wind and bump, I mean, that's not an easy accomplishment just to catch one of those fish. A lot of them go away, and then when the fish are up in the shallows, I know they're sea lions to contend with. So sometimes the lower catch count doesn't necessarily reflect how many bites that were actually had throughout the day.
No, that's true. And unfortunately, you don't. You know, crazy enough, this year there was wahoo lost to sea lions.
Right.
I mean, just something that's completely unheard of. And yes, the sea lions out there have been eating the bluefin. They have been a bit of a nuisance. You know, on some of those days where our boat was bringing in 100 of those things, they're hooking 200 plus fish. And a lot of it, you know, like you said, trying to land them on lighter line can be a bit of an issue. But there still is good volume of fish out there. I know Jake was talking about setting up. He set up on the Tanner yesterday morning. And when I talked to him, he goes, man, I set up on just what a nice school of bluefin. And as daylight rolled around, it kind of turned into bonito and that stuff. I'd hate to say it acted like typical bluefin here lately on the last couple of trips where you see big breezers of it. And, you know, it's just they're weird fish. I mean, it's kind of like I always related them to sea bass as just being just completely oddball fish. They make no sense at times. It's still out there. But once the first rolls around, you know, I think the primary target's going to be that bluefin, yellowtail. And then in the afternoon, you know, the way that fishing has been out there, you get a few good drifts in the afternoon, you can really load up on, you know, rockfish, whitefish, and lingcod. So it'll be a great combo trip. I know some of the trips we had out there in November, the guys had just as much fun catching their rockfish there in the afternoon as they did catching the elephant.
That's too cool.
And really, I mean, what a nice mixed bag to bring home.
Couldn't agree with you more, Mike. Well, certainly glad to hear that. I think it's a great thing keeping those bluefin honest, and I would be right there with you. I wouldn't be a bit surprised because we've seen it plenty of times before, a little bit of drop in the counts, and then next thing you know, they just come firing right back with some great fishing. So glad you're going to keep them honest,
yes.
Mike. And if somebody wants to take advantage of either the Colonnette trip potentially next week or staying on those Cortez bluefin trips when the rockfish does open, how do we do that?
Okay, next week's trip sold out, but you know, it's a ways out. There might be people that back out. Seaforthlanding.com or Seaforth Line at 619-224-3383. And yeah, we can't give up on it. I mean, it's too neat of an opportunity to let go. So once March 1st rolls around, we're definitely going to be heading back out there. And it's nice, you know, as far as the U.S. limits go, you can keep a little bit more rockfish. So
there you go.
Definitely a great bonus trip.
Awesome, Mike. Great job. Appreciate that. Thanks for keeping us up to date and keep keeping those bluefin rolling for us.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have
Thanks,
a great
Mike.
Day.
Appreciate that. Jumping right back into the phones, Matt in La Mesa. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Sorry, I just had to wipe off my cell phone. I've been drooling on it for the last 20 minutes in regards to all this information flying about with catch reports and everything.
We'll take it.
Mike and Lori, looking forward to the show. I've taken the week off of work for that because it is such an adventure up there. Based on the current past 10 months of fishing, how much of an upswing in business have you guys seen? Because this fishing, which doesn't seem to stop even though it's February, has been just this side of insane.
I think overall we've seen a pretty good increase. Last year, obviously, during the summertime was one of the best summers in many years. As Lori mentioned earlier, the tackle side's almost, you know, equal to the gun side, and that's a, you know, that's a
happen.
Big thing to do. That doesn't happen. No. Normally you're looking at, you know, on a very, very, very good time, you're looking at, you know, 15% of sales being tackled. And then, you know, last year it was even better than that. I think if you're going to come up to the show, you know, come with a game plan. You know, jot down what you have in your tackle box so that you don't get there and go, gosh, do I have 20 pound or did I use 25? If you have a little game plan, jot down your fluorocarbon. If you fish weedless swim baits, you know, and you need some hooks, man, it's just the time to get it. I mean, Corey makes some of the, you know, great weedless swim baits along with some of the other manufacturers. Big Hammer's got theirs and stuff. We got the Trocar hooks from Eagle Claw in the booth. You buy two packs of hooks on sale. You go over to the Trocar booth, they're going to give you a new one. They're going to give you another one. You get a free one.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you buy four hooks, and you get two for basically two hooks for free.
Whether it be bait hooks or the weedless swim bait style
right.
hooks.
And there's also a couple new hooks coming out this year from them. They're called the Kelp Trick hooks. They're going to have a half and three-quarter out weedless hook. And also they're going to have a new tenno weighted swim bait hook also. So the guys that are into that, you know, and because I've been in this industry for a long time, I know a lot of the older guys that fish SWBA. I mean, Ben and I go back, Ben Florentino and I go back 25 years, and you know, some of the other guys, Doug Crawford, John Beerling, all the guys that are really in the know, and they'll come in the booth just to say hi to me, and I'll go, did you guys get these hooks? And they go, what hooks? And, you know, the Trocars. Yeah, we fish those. I go, well, you know, they're on sale for this price. And they're going, really? And I go, yeah, and if you buy two packs of them, you're going to get a free one over there. And even they're astonished, you know, and these are guys that have been, you know, fish it every day. So, those are really good deals. But, yeah, come on down and help us make this Fred Hall the largest, because last year I think was the largest volume we ever did at in the two shows combined. So if we can come close to that this year, I think all our bosses will be real happy.
Right. And on that hook note too, also the Gamagatsu and the Mustads are going to be buy two get one free.
Also buy two get one free.
Load up, stock up on your hooks. And remember last summer coming in and our walls were empty because of the everybody fishing, and so it's a good time to stock up.
I'm with you on that, Lori, because you know you're going to be going through hooks. You know you're going to be going through fluorocarbon. I mean, obviously, this is the best time of year to buy rods and reels and things like that, and certainly if that's what is on your list, it's the best time to do it, but we all are going to be blowing through fluoro and hooks, and like you say, this is just, you know, they're all discounted, and so many of them are, you know, added value, buy this, get that. It's just such a good time of year to be making it happen.
Right, and hooks are expensive, so that deal is great, getting the two for one, but I always say, don't go cheap on your hooks anyway. That's what puts between the fish and you. That's what's the connection.
Good
so.
Call. Appreciate it. Hey, next up, let's talk to Doug Connors of Montebello. What's up, Doug?
Question for Lori. Will you be selling any of your artwork?
I won't at the Fred Hall Show. I actually have some of it in the Turners in San Marcos.
Oh, cool.
They were generous. They said, why don't you? They took away a few of our fish mounts, and Rob told me, he goes, why don't you bring in a few pieces of your art? So we do have that on view. But
awesome.
I still have on the ChuckByron.com website, I still sell reproductions and originals. But, yeah, after 16 years of doing Chuck Byron art at the Fred Hall Show, it was a wonderful ride. But I'm at the age where my husband tells me if I want to travel, it's all up to me to start slowing down. So letting the Chuck Byron art, you know, go through the website, and it is on several of the sport boats, and I get calls from that. But, yeah, thanks for asking about it. It's great art, and it'll always – thank God the 1999 tuna looks like the 2015 version.
It's timeless.
Yeah.
Doug, good question. Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up we talk to Norman, who's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Norman.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question about the shelf life of fluorocarbon. With these great sales, probably a lot of us are going to think about stocking up on the material, and just like to know how long of a shelf life it has. I mean, will it last for, you know, 2-3 years, or you have to replace it every season, or what's your take?
I always say that if you're storing it, you know, in a nice cabinet in your house, and it's not subject to hot, cold, then you're probably fine for years. But if it's in your garage, and your garage, you live inland like I do in Escondido, and your garage gets hot and it gets cold in the winter, that does compromise, you know, the molecules of the product. And so storage is the key, I think.
That's a good call. And I know the one benefit to fluorocarbon is it doesn't break down nearly as fast as monofilament does. Different materials. And so the beauty of the fluoro is the shelf life is considerably longer than the monofilament is. But I'm with Lori, too. You know, just be smart about it and keep it in a place that the temperature doesn't get crazy and it's not, you know, underneath the UV light a whole bunch. And it's going to last you for a long time, Norman.
And if you're and Norman, if you're not sure, grab a hook, tie it on the end of your piece of fluorocarbon, walk out and tie it, wrap it around the garage and pull on it. And if you don't break that in your hands, then you're not going to break it with a rod and reel.
Good call.
Okay, so if you're conscious about storage, how long would you keep it for?
Well, I know that I have, you know, heavy fluorocarbon, heavy cigar, 130 and 150 pound that I use for long range fishing that, you know, probably puts it to about as gnarly of a test as it's going to go through that has been multiple years old and still, you know, again, I keep all of my wind-ons in a duffel bag that lives inside the house, inside a closet, so they're kept pretty good. And I've had, you know, cigar wind-ons that I've had for 3 years, you know, multiple trips previous, and then put them through, you know, as heavy a torture test as you can, fishing big fish with short top shots, and have had no issues. So I would say it's, again, I'm with Lori. It's all about the conditions that you keep them in, but I think you should be able to get a couple of years out of your product, no problem.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Norman, appreciate that very much. How about next up, we talk to Lou, calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Another great show. Hey, at the Fred Hall Show, is there going to be a limit mark on the amount of reels or rods 8-person can buy?
Not to my knowledge have we ever limited to how much money you can spend at the show. However, on the toriums, it will be limited to what we have available, because once they're gone, they're gone. There's not going to be a big, giant supply of those. As far as rods go, usually not a problem, because if we run out, we can usually go to the vendors. A lot of them are local. A lot of them have back stock, and we can get more product, you know, from there, or even swing by our warehouse. I happen to live less than 8 miles from our warehouse, so if we need something, I'll actually swing by the warehouse on my way to the show and throw a bunch of stuff in the back of my vehicle and drag it down to the show. We also have orders every night to replenish stuff. We actually have one of the warehouse trucks come out and bring us stuff when we need it, except for the weekend. So usually there's not a limit. The only limit that I know of right now is going to be on, as Lori was talking about, on those depths slide swimmers. That is one per person. That's the limit on those guys. But as far as rods and reels go, no. If you want to buy, you know, if I have, you know, the toriums, if we have 2 16s, 2 20s, and 2 30s, and you need 6 reels, we'll take your money.
There you go.
One more thing.
Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can I add one more thing?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, there's a little booth that's right there as you walk in. I think it's called Lip Rippers.
Yes,
sir. It complements that booth. Those kids there, the young people there, they really know how to treat, you know, their clients and your clients. So kudos to them.
Yeah, Brian does a great job. He sets up that booth right in the middle of our stuff and all their new product whenever he has its first stuff there. And we'd go through a lot of their love sauce and stuff. So, yeah, they've been a great addition for us.
Thank you.
Lou, look forward to seeing you in Long Beach.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, I appreciate it very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky two callers have themselves $50 gift certificates to Turner's Outdoorsman. More information coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone. The UV that can damage your eyes is gone. The ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half. three-quarter and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I've got an important announcement for all California anglers. The 37-year-old Coastal Conservation Association is coming to California. The CCA is an organization of over 100,000 recreational anglers and outdoor enthusiasts currently spread across 17 states that works to conserve marine resources and anglers' access to them. The CCA has proven time and again that anglers are the best stewards of the marine environment. Across the nation, they have been very successful in protecting the interests of recreational anglers and their access to the resources they cherish. CCA Cal is just beginning. If you join us at the Fred Hall shows, you'll get into the show for free, receive vouchers worth over $150, and be entered into drawings worth thousands of dollars. It's the right thing to do, and it's a great value. California anglers need CCA Cal to help us protect our fishing rights and our access to fish. Come and join us at the Fred Hall Show March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Help CCA Cal protect California fishing.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at fastlanesailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the $50 gift certificate to Turner's Outdoorsman and your choice of tickets to either the Fred Hall Long Beach or Del Mar show going to Dawn in Woodland Hills and Norman in San Diego. Guys, congratulations. You are going to be stoked shopping at one of my favorite spots in Turner's Outdoorsman. And Lori and Mark, I can't begin to thank you guys enough for taking the time. I know how busy Fred Hall packing is, and it's not easy to pry you guys away from your shops. But one, first want to thank you a ton for spending the time with us, and two, giving us these unbelievable deals that I know myself and everybody else out there is excited to come take advantage of at the Fred Hall Show.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. I've been on the radio with you guys before in the past. But, yeah, thanks for having us on today.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife will really appreciate it because I'm normally not off on Sundays. So today after the show, I get to take her out to brunch today. So she's going to benefit from me being off on a Sunday.
So one more time, quickly, give us a rundown of your guys each. What are your favorite deals, would you say? I know that you had a list. We didn't even get to everything on the list. But one more time, what do you think is your favorite, Mark and Lori, of the deals going on at the show?
A favorite? Wow, I've got so many. Well, I am looking forward to getting that Athena Seeker rod. That's for sure, 20% off of Seekers. Our Turner rods, which have a great warranty with them, we are Californians. Those will all be 30% off, and they're a great price point anyway. So come stock up. Another note, too, to you fishing clubs out there. I know my San Diego Rod and Reel Club. Go into the Turner's booth. Talk to one of the managers. We've got great sales anyway, but they'll put together a nice package if you need a bulk amount of product for your future raffles for your club,
prizes,
and things like that.
Great call.
So
awesome.
We love working with those clubs.
Well, and we're going to look forward to seeing you in the San Marcos store when we're not going to be seeing you when we're not outside of the Fred Hall show. So look forward to that. And Mark, I know you're going to be at Fred Hall Long Beach every day. We'll probably see you at Del Mar, and we'll see you at your store as well.
Yeah, if the Fred Hall show is open, I'm there.
You're there.
I'll be there all the time. Remember the flat fall jigs? We'll have lots of those, so make sure you stock up early. Because, and as Lori said, on the hooks too, you want to make sure you get all the good hooks, because come August, all that stuff will be gone and everybody's scrambling for it. All the fluorocarbons, and then all the other free stuff that you get. Always make sure you ask any of us what the best deal is so that you make sure you get it, because you may forget about something, but we'll be there to remind you.
Good call. I think all of us listening are going to be there at the Fred Hall show, but if not, as you mentioned too, turnersoutdoorsman.com, going to be all of the stuff available online, and we can get information about the trips like Lori had mentioned and all the great stuff coming up. Guys, appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you in Long Beach.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Rich. And we're looking forward to having you back next week. Another couple of great shows coming your way. Let's Talk Hookup. Saturday, we got Mr. Excitement himself, Mark Mills from Shimano, will be joining us. And then Sunday, the tradition continues. John Ireland from Rancho Llanero and Bart Hall live from the Fred Hall Show. We're going to be talking all kinds of great stuff. You stay tuned. Bike Week Radio is next on the Mighty 1090.